Good Sunday morning. The cat wants to come into the kitchen. And the dog wants to come into the kitchen. I think I'll let the cat in first. Okay, Puma, gotta let Louie in. There you are. I let him out first thing. He was outside for about 4 minutes. And then... now the cat wants to go back where the cat was. I'll get you food, guy. But I have to have a cup of tea. Go. All these demanding animals. Tea bag in. Water. Milk. We'll go in a few minutes. Now, Puma, what's the matter with you? Where do you want to go? Oh, you want food. Okay. Now we get to the serious matter of today's ruminations. I have a big issue to discuss and ideally to agree with Simon, to SM2N, because he and I have been recording daily episodes, podcast episodes, every day in November, December and January. And I have a good idea that Simon is up for keeping going. And but the question is, which hashtag will we use? I'm in favour of using a hashtag called February 25. Now, February has a historical tradition behind it. So we would be bringing February back to life. But I did search on the internet for February as a hashtag, and I found that there are a whole lot of other people who have nothing to do with audio concerts or celebrations. There are a whole lot of people using February, and a good number of them are from, I can't remember, is it Korea or Japan or China? I can't remember. But there's certainly a good lot of them. And I thought, well, that'll make finding any pieces of audio that have been made in this February, that'll make that difficult. So why not use February 25? Then I thought of February 2025. I thought, oh, that's two digits extra. That's a pain in the neck. The alternative would be to use hashtag FebPodPomo. And since there are so few of us using JanPodPomo, I thought FebPodPomo would be to overlook the great history of February. So that's logic, but I'm not totally attached to one or the other. I guess we could even invent a shorter hashtag. There we are. Dog, cat, first drop of tea, and the big, big issue.